We're going to have a very special feature, and I'm very proud to announce that we're going to, well, call the little kitties around for this one because...
Come on, come on,
okay, kitties, quiet now.
Shut up, everyone. Little...
we're on radio. Radio. Nice kitties.
Nice kitties.
Pet the nice kitties.
One of the kitties is crying. Now apologize.
I apologize, kid.
No, kitty.
A kitty.
More gentle that way. Child? Okay. Anyway, we have all the kitties now. We're going to present a very special treat for the kitties, and those that are young at heart, of course, can listen to.
Well, if it's for the kids, I may as well leave.
Fairy tales make them. Come on, Phil. Come back. We need you, Phil. Here he comes. Very easily convinced. Thank you, Phil, for coming back.
That's okay. Anytime.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, we're going to have a very unique thing on Some Call It Madness, and the kids will enjoy it very much, and the adults will, too. Listen very closely, because it's very well done, and I think so.
Going to be camp?
Yes, this is camp, definitely.
Oh.
We present now the adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Today's adventure is entitled Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree. Once upon a time, a very long time ago, about last Friday, Winnie the Pooh lived in a forest all by himself under the name of Sanders. One day when he was out walking, he came to an open place in the middle of the forest, and in the middle of this place was a large oak tree, and from the top of the tree there came a loud buzzing noise. Winnie the Pooh sat down at the foot of the tree, put his head between his paws, and began to think.
That buzzing noise means something.
But?
You don't get a buzzing noise like that just buzzing and buzzing without it meaning something. If there's a buzzing noise, somebody's making a buzzing noise. And the only reason for making a buzzing noise that I know of is because you're a bee. And the only reason for being a bee that I know of is for making honey. And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
And so Pooh began to climb the big oak tree. He climbed and he climbed. And as he climbed, he sang a little song to himself, and it went like this.
Isn't it funny how a bear likes honey? Buzz, buzz, buzz. I wonder why he does.
And then he climbed a little further, and a little further, and just a little further, and by that time he thought of another song.
It's a very funny thought that if bears were bees, they'd build their nests at the bottom of trees. And that being so, if bees were bears, we shouldn't have to climb up all those stairs.
Pooh was getting rather tired by this time, so that is why he sang a complaining song. He was nearly there now, and if he just stood on that branch...
Oh, hell!
Said Pooh as he dropped 10 feet under the branch below him.
Oh, if only I had...
Said Pooh as he bounded 20 feet into the next branch.
You see what I meant to do?
Pooh explained as he turned head over heels and crashed into another branch 30 feet below.
It all comes, I suppose.
Said Pooh as he said goodbye to the last branch, spun around 3 times, and flew gracefully into a prickly bush.
It all comes of liking honey so much. Oh, hell.